Welcome to Local Motion, KVNF's weekly public affairs program. I'm Jody Peterson. This week, we'll be talking about immigrants who become American citizens. In September, 33 Western Slope immigrants became official citizens of the United States. We'll hear some of their stories and what becoming a citizen means to them. We'll also hear from federal and academic experts on the process of becoming naturalized. Susanna Fuerte Fry of Delta was one of the people who took the oath of citizenship at Colorado National Monument on September 18th. I spoke to her by phone the week before the ceremony. She's also a member of the Grand Mesa A Cappella Chorus, which performed at the ceremony, and we'll hear a little bit from them later.
My name is Susanna Fuerte Fry, and I live in Delta, Colorado. I am a nurse with River Valley Family Healthcare Clinic. I was born and raised in Frankfurt, Germany. I've moved to the United States full-time in 1993.
Why did you decide to come to the U.S. from Germany?
My first husband was stationed in Frankfurt, and we got married, had two daughters, and he came from the Western Slope, and when his military time ended, we decided to move back to beautiful Colorado.
Why did you decide to become a citizen?
A lot has to do with traveling back and forth. All my family is back in Germany. And that makes it very difficult because with a green card, you can only stay so long before you have to travel back. It's also getting harder and harder to travel with a green card. I'm well established here in America at this point in time. I have a good job. My family, my daughter, and grandchildren live here. So this is one of those things where finally the decision came fairly easy to say, I think it's about time.
Politically, things are going in a direction that is very kind of xenophobic, and there's a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment. And you know, what do you feel about that?
Yeah, that is, you get the feeling, especially when you travel, that you're being very much scrutinized when you have a green card. You know, what do you do here? Why are you traveling? And those things. So how do I feel about it? I wish it wasn't like that, because when I came over, that immigration phobic wasn't there. Sadly enough, immigration is an issue all over the world, not just here in America. You look at England, you look at Germany, immigration is a big role, and a lot of people are afraid. They're scared of the unknown, the people that come in, what they bring in that's different. It's a worldwide issue, sadly enough.
Do you encounter anti-immigrant feelings?
I work in a federally granted clinic. We have a large amount of migrant workers, people from Mexico, or we have some people from Burma who live in this area. And so they get that all the time, and we hear that from them. They're scared. So sometimes it's very difficult to help them because they are so afraid of retaliation. And I've heard it from other people who are very upset, and you know, that they're coming here and taking away things that they feel they don't deserve. So yeah, the sentiments we hear even over here on the Western Slope.
And I understand you'll be participating in the ceremony that's coming up as you become a new citizen, and you'll also be singing at that event?
Yes, I'm part of the Sweet Adelines. I'm part of Grand Mesa A Cappella Chorus. So at that ceremony, they will be singing, and that's going to be very emotional to be able to do that. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Is it going to be especially emotional because it's your own citizenship ceremony?
Both. It's going to be very emotional because it's my own citizenship, and it's going to be very emotional because the chorus is also a musical family that has been with me over so many years. When I moved here in 93 to Olathe, and I became a member of what was then the Delrose Chorus, was a family that I didn't have. You know, they saw my kids growing up. They know my family. So it's my musical family who's going to be there also besides my daughter.
And that was Susanna Fuerte Fry talking about her anticipation of becoming a new citizen. Next, I spoke with Deborah Cannon, the Public Affairs Officer for the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office, about how exactly one becomes a citizen.
The basic naturalization process is that individuals seeking to become a citizen of the U.S. can apply for naturalization by filing what's called an N-400 form, and it's actually available online. The general eligibility requirements are to be at least 18 years of age, be a lawful permanent resident, or some people call it green card holder, have resided in the U.S. as a lawful permanent resident for at least 5 years, and have been physically present in the U.S. for at least 30 months, be a person of good moral character, be able to speak, read, write, and understand English language, have knowledge of U.S. government and history, and disposition of good order and happiness to the United States, and be willing and able to take the Oath of Allegiance. They have to have an interview, and they also have to take a written and oral test and civics exam.
Studying for the citizenship test is a pretty major undertaking. What resources are out there to help people?
There are some wonderful organizations out there that are nonprofits, and also libraries have our materials on their shelves. And there's good things online and on our website to study. Whether you're applying for immigration benefits, whether you're in the community helping someone, or you yourself are applying, or you're a lawyer, or you're a nonprofit organization, or you simply want more information about immigration, our website is just phenomenal, the uscis.gov.
Can you outline some of the key rights and benefits that citizens have compared to non-citizens?
I know they can run for public office and they can work for the government. And one of the great things, too, is that some positions, like with the city or state, you have to be a U.S. citizen. We tell them that about 1 week after they become a citizen to contact Social Security and go over there and update their records that they are U.S. citizens. And then, of course, go to get your passport, stuff like that.
I'm sure you've worked with lots and lots of people who have, you know, become citizens. What do they say about becoming a citizen and what that means to them?
The number one answer I usually hear from people is freedom. That's why they wanted to be a U.S. citizen, freedom. And opportunity, the land of opportunity, the American dream. I hear those phrases a lot because I've interviewed thousands and thousands of people. And then another one that you hear a lot from countries that may have been much less safe than others is safety, and they love the structure and the rules. And I find that great because, you know, lots of times we Americans may complain about all the rules and regulations and things we have to do. They think it's wonderful because they feel safe and there is someone looking out for them.
We just heard from Deborah Cannon of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office. If you're just tuning in, this is Local Motion on KVNF, and I'm Jody Peterson. Next up is Edelina Bursiaga, an assistant professor at UC Denver, who specializes in immigration law and policy. She talked about why it's valuable to have immigrants become naturalized citizens.
Research has established that people who become citizens have better economic outcomes, which of course has kind of ripple effects for the communities that naturalized citizens are a part of. Their earnings go up. They sort of develop a stronger sense of belonging. What ends up being really meaningful to folks about citizenship, I think when you go to attend a naturalization ceremony, the emotion is palpable because it really does mark a kind of entrance or welcoming into the national community.
And let's also talk about the Dreamers, as they're sometimes called. Those young people who were brought to this country as very young children by immigrant parents, but who are undocumented and who don't have a clear path to citizenship.
Undocumented immigrant youth are sometimes referred to as Dreamers because of the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act that has been introduced in Congress several times but has never passed. And so the DREAM Act would offer a pathway to citizenship for these undocumented young people who many, you know, came as children, have gone to school here, continued on to college, some have entered the workforce, some have joined the armed forces, many have gone on to have families. So their lives are here in the United States. And the current available option for them is not citizenship. They have deferred action for childhood arrivals, which was a program introduced under President Barack Obama, which provides them with a 2-year work permit and a temporary stay of deportation. So for many of them, the work permit has made a significant and meaningful difference in their lives, allowing them to find more steady employment and to then contribute financially in numerous ways to their local communities, to their states, and to the nation. You know, for these young folks, a pathway to citizenship would really, I think, be reflective of what their true sense of belonging is. because for many, they have spent most of their lives here and grown up here. And the DACA program is currently in flux. It was ended in 2017, although it has been allowed to continue in some form because of a series of court injunctions and a sort of lengthy legal battle that has led now to the DACA program itself and its constitutionality will be heard in the U.S. Supreme Court on November 12th. And so the fate of the program is in the hands of the Supreme Court. In Colorado, there's about 17,000 DACA recipients. Nationwide, there's about 800,000 DACA recipients. I think the program has shown significant financial, social, and emotional benefits for undocumented young adults in terms of being able to find meaningful work for many, work in professions that they had been trained to enter, a stronger sense of belonging, a stronger sense of connection to their local communities, and, you know, the lifting some of the day-to-day uncertainty that they must navigate.
And that was Adelina Berciaga of UC Denver. The remainder of this program was recorded on September 18th at Colorado National Monument, during a ceremony in which 33 Western Slope immigrants gained their citizenship. Before the ceremony began at 10 a.m., dozens of excited, happy people were milling about the Saddlehorn picnic area at Colorado National Monument. They took family photos and hugged each other, smiling, as a warm fall sun shone down. The ceremony was one of more than 300 that took place across the U.S. between September 13th and 23rd, welcoming more than 34,000 new citizens. U.S. Magistrate Judge Gordon Gallagher presided over the morning's events, and the Grand Mesa a cappella chorus started it all off with a song. The singers included Susanna Fuerste Frey, whom we heard from earlier, a German immigrant who was becoming a new citizen that day.
This is a very special session being held during both the week that we celebrate Constitution Day and Citizenship Day for the naturalization ceremony of 33 soon-to-be citizens of the United States of America. The oath of citizenship that each of the candidates will take here in a few minutes states that they will support the Constitution of the United States and defend it. This week also celebrates citizenship in this nation and what it means to be a citizen. I cannot think of a more appropriate time to hold this ceremony during which we honor both citizenship and the Constitution. And while for us as a court, every naturalization ceremony is special, we take extra pride in holding such ceremonies as this at some of our most magnificent parks and monuments and memorable battlefields and other places of national importance. Something like 30,000 people will become citizens of this country this week around the country in similar ceremonies. It is my distinct pleasure to welcome each of our 33 candidates for citizenship today, as well as all of your family and guests and our special speakers and other individuals who have gathered here today. For our candidates, today is your last step along a road towards becoming a United States citizen. As each of you knows, it was not an easy journey, and it was not meant to be an easy journey. And that is because active participation in this republic, which is governed by the citizens, requires much knowledge and study, which each of you have engaged in to get here today. And while this is your last step for each of you in becoming a citizen, I hope that it is truly only the first step along a much longer path, which includes active participation, voting, volunteering, and involvement in this great nation. As I said, there are 33 candidates for citizenship. You hail from 18 countries around the globe. Those are Argentina, Australia, Canada, the Czech Republic, Germany, Honduras, Hungary, Mexico, Moldova, Nepal, Nicaragua, the Philippines, Russia, Switzerland, Thailand, the United Kingdom, Vietnam, and France.
And that was the introduction from Judge Gordon Gallagher, who started off the ceremony. After the ceremony, I spoke with Andy Lambrecht, the director of the Denver Field Office of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office. If you're just tuning in, this is Local Motion on KVNF, and today we're talking about immigrants who become official U.S. citizens. This was a pretty special thing that we got to see here with all of these people becoming American citizens. And is it a long process? What does it take?
You know, at this point in time, in our office, as of the end of this month, we're estimating it'll be on average under 7 months. And so we, as a Denver field office, we've really put tremendous effort over the past few years to reduce that time. In June of last year, June of 2018, it took almost 13 months. And now we have that down to under 7 months. So we're really proud of all of the work that the folks who work for us have done in making that happen.
So, you know, when you're seeing all these people becoming citizens, what do you think about? How do you feel?
My main feeling that first comes to mind is a feeling of gratitude. I'm just so thankful that all of these folks have voluntarily made the choice to become American citizens. I recognize that this is not necessarily an easy decision. They all have come from another country and they have a love for that place, and they have history, and they are coming forward, and they're really doing an extraordinary thing in voluntarily taking this oath of allegiance to give up their allegiance to their former country and to now give that allegiance to the United States in order to have the full benefits of American citizenship. So I'm proud on a day like this where we get to showcase what is best about America and showcase just such a beautiful location here in Colorado, here at the Colorado National Monument.
And is there something that you wish people knew about becoming a citizen?
I think what I really want people to walk away with is if you are a person who's thinking about becoming a naturalized citizen, is to really take advantage of all the resources that are available to you. Here on the Western Slope, it is an incredibly well-supported area when it comes to support for immigrants and support for people who are considering becoming American citizens. So I'd say, you know, go and use all the resources at your disposal. Use our government, our agency. So go to our website, uscis.gov. There are just so many resources for people considering being citizens. And then to just everybody is just, I want everybody to recognize again what an amazing accomplishment it is for someone to become an American citizen. Not only do they make that choice and go through that kind of mental process of making the choice to take the oath of allegiance, but then so it really is a big deal. And lastly, I'd say if you ever have the opportunity to go to a naturalization ceremony, I highly recommend it. Everybody who goes walks away with a better appreciation for living in America and for if they're already citizens for what they have. It's really difficult to take it for granted after you witness one of these ceremonies.
We just heard from Andy Lambrecht of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office. Finally, I spoke with seven of the people who'd taken the oath of citizenship that day and asked them to tell me why they became citizens.
My name's Greg Cornwall. I'm from Australia, and I've just become an American citizen today.
Yeah, and so how does that feel?
It's a privilege. I feel very privileged. I feel like my family is from the United States. My wife, my two young kids, and it's been a real journey to get here, about 20 years, and it feels wonderful to be able to vote and be able to do a lot of the privileged civil actions that civic actions that you can do as a citizen that you can't do as a resident. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So, what are some of the things that you're going to do?
I'm going to vote as a starting point. I think that voting is important in Australia. It's required to vote. It's against the law not to vote. I agree with that. So it's been kind of strange not having that sense of civil responsibility living here. Like you live in a country as a permanent resident and you don't have a say as much. So it was important to me to step up and vote and be able to have a say in the country that I live in and that I love. So and my kids are citizens of, and my wife is a citizen of. So
yeah,
so that was really important to me.
My name is Rungrat Thoman. I'm came from Thailand, but I live in Pagosa Springs, Colorado.
And how long ago did you emigrate to the U.S.?
I immigrated here since 1989.
Why did you decide to come to this country?
Because I married American citizen. My husband is American. I lived in Boulder for 15 years, and after we moved to Pagosa Springs.
Okay, and what do you do? Do you have a career
here?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef?
What kind of food do you cook?
Thai food.
And so how do you feel about being an American citizen? Why did you decide to become a citizen?
I just love here, and especially my husband is American. I just want to be an American citizen, and my brother-in-law is a senator of New Mexico, Billy Tolman. He's a senator of New Mexico, and that's why I want to be helping lead the campaign sometime.
My name is Sándor Benes, and I'm from Hungary.
And you became an American citizen today. How do you feel?
I feel fantastic. It's been so long, and I'm so excited. I was very, take a lot of work and effort, but get through it.
How long have you been in this country?
I've been in this country 23 years.
So why did you immigrate from Hungary?
The beginning, my uncle invited me here. And when I came here, I really liked it. And through the process, I decided to stay here. And now I'm be part of this country. And that's the most amazing and pleasant feeling I can have. So I'm very pleased to be part of the country.
So why did you decide to become a citizen after 23 years?
Just to be part of this country, I felt like it's time. And I feel like I want to be here and just happy to be American.
Well, thank you. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Laura Elena Ortega. I'm from Mexico and I live in Rifle, Colorado. I've been living here for 15 years. When I was 11 years, I came. It was August 8, 2014. And I came with visa. I became a resident in 2013, and then I had to wait that long to get a U.S. citizen.
So what made you decide to become an American citizen?
I wanted to vote, and I wanted to see if I can make some changes to the country, to volunteer in the community.
And so what are your thoughts today about now that you're a citizen? How does that feel?
It was not that easy because my first language is Spanish. So it was not that easy to learn all the 100 questions in English, but I did it. I'm proud of myself. Uh-huh. My mom and my husband and my two daughters were there to support me all the time.
So I'm here with my family and I'm from Czech Republic.
And what's your name?
Michael Newman.
So how long have you been in the U.S.?
18 and a half years.
Oh, that's a long time. In Western Colorado the whole time?
Yeah, I landed in Denver and stayed in Denver till 3 years ago, and then we moved to Delta, Colorado.
Okay, and what do you do in Delta?
I'm a stay-at-home father, and I manage some rental properties in Denver.
Why did you emigrate to the U.S. in the first place?
In the first place, I was looking for better economic opportunities, so that happened. First of all, it was the greatest vacation I ever had, 18 and a half years ago, and then I just loved it too much.
Uh-huh. And so why did you decide to become a citizen after 18 and a half years?
Oh, that was a long road, but this is basically the first time I could do it legally. So I did it. Uh-huh. And I just feel like being citizen, I don't have to worry about any more stuff like having green card, crossing borders, and I just feel like this is it. I'm part of the community here and part of the United States now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
My name is Perdita Lenahan, and I'm from Great Britain.
So what's your story? How long have you been in the U.S. and why did you come here?
Lived here for 25 years. Came here, was living in London. Came here for 3 months. That was the plan. Got to Crested Butte, which is where we live, up in the mountains, and just could not leave. And then I got my green card. We had two little boys at that point. We have one more after we got here, who's now 18. Never wanted to leave, really. You know, such an amazing country. Always had a green card. And I was fine with that, treated in every way as an American citizen, with the exception that I couldn't vote. And that was the big it seems I need to participate now. So that was the big push for me, to vote and serve on a jury. And those are the only two things I was not able to do.
So how do you feel now that you're a citizen?
So excited, super overexcited, and very happy to be sort of a real participant, I think, in this country.
Hi, my name is Margarita Hernandez, and I am from Mexico, Chihuahua.
And how long have you been in the U.S., and why did you come here?
11 years ago, I came to Steamboat Springs, Colorado. So my plan was visit my brother, because in that time he's living there. So I came for a spring break vacation, and I'm still here.
Yeah, so why'd you stay?
Because my brother have a roommate, you know, how it's not normal here in this country. And then I started a relationship with his roommate, and then we marry, and then we have a daughter.
So why did you decide to become a citizen?
Because I want to keep going, like I want to keep going, and maybe someday I can be working with the party at the Democratic Republican, whatever. I like follow the rules. I want to follow the law, and I feel like I can, after I'm citizen, I can find a better job, or I can work wherever I want.
Well, and what's your name?
My name is Mackenzie, and I'm her daughter. And I'm very proud that she became citizen, because like she's the best mom ever. And she's like the smartest. I think that's why she became citizen. And my dad over there is like also like a citizen. And I'm really proud of both, because like I have to get two parents that are citizens. I want to wish my mom the like best luck ever. Maybe she could like get a job she loves, maybe open a restaurant, I don't know.
And that wraps up this edition of Local Motion. You can find this program at kvnf.org, along with many others. I'm Jody Peterson, and thanks so much for listening.